Welcome back. This is the Tanakh podcast with Alex Israel. Today, Yehoshua Perek Tet Zion, Joshua chapter 16. Yesterday, we read chapter 15 and the borders of the tribal territory of Yehuda. And today, we open chapter 16 and we hear Vayitzeh Hagora Livnei Yosef. We see the Joseph tribes. Chapter 16 is going to describe the territory of Ephraim, and chapter 17, the territory of Manasseh. As for Ephraim, its southern border, you'll recognize, if you know Israel, some of the names. It goes from the Jordan at Jericho up to Beit El. It goes to Atarot, which today is just north of Jerusalem, and then along Beit Horon, which is really Route 443, and that's the southern border. Up north, it goes even north of Shiloh. So here we have the hills, the hill territory north of Jerusalem. But let's try and pan out and look at something more global. And that is the fact that these are the tribes who claim their territory. These are the eager tribes, the tribes who are enthusiastic to move to their land. And who are they? Yehuda, Judah, Ephraim and Manasseh. Ephraim and Manasseh, the two sons of Joseph. Judah and Joseph, Yehuda and Yosef. And if we look globally in Tanakh, we will recognize those two names because these are the two sons of Yaakov, and these are the two tribes who really express leadership in the most intense way. You know, even in our book, we've spoken about a leader, Yehoshua, who comes from Ephraim, from Yosef. And another leader, one of the other positive spies, Kalev from Yehuda, a leader from Ephraim and a leader from Yehuda. Some of you will know that later on, after King Solomon, the kingdom splits into two. The northern kingdom, known as Israel, but otherwise known as Ephraim. And then in the south, Yehuda. There's even a tradition that there will be a Mashiach ben Yosef, a Messiah from Joseph, and a Mashiach ben David, a Messiah from Yehuda. So what is happening here? Why do we continually come back to these two pillars? The leaders frequently come from these different tribes, Yehuda and Yosef. They seem to be two very serious ethnic groups within the body politic of the Jewish people. What's happening here? And one has to suggest that this goes all the way back to our Imahot. We will remember that Yaakov marries two wives, Rachel and Leah, two sisters, and their relationship is pretty fraught, rather tense. They vie for Yaakov's love and attention, and they also vie for who will have the greatest number of children, which is quite something. Now, who is their significant children? So Yosef, of course, is the firstborn of Rachel, and Yosef, as we know, is designated for leadership. He's the one who's given the coat of many colors. He's, earmarked for greatness. That's the son of Rachel, Yosef. There is a younger son, Benjamin. Maybe we'll get to him at some later stage. But then there's Leah. Leah, the older sister, the first one to get married to Yaakov, the one who's actually buried with Yaakov, interestingly enough. And here she has, if I go through her first four children, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Now what happens to these? Reuven sins. It says, Vayishkav Reuven et Bilhah Pilegesh Aviv, Vayishma Yisrael, and Reuven is cursed on his father's deathbed. Shimon and Levi massacre the town of Shechem and are also cursed by their father. And who's next in line? Yehuda. Even in the Joseph story, you'll remember that Reuven tries to save Joseph but is unsuccessful. And in the end, the brothers actually listen to Yehuda. And eventually it is Yehuda again who steps forward to save Benjamin from Joseph. Judah is in a leadership role and Joseph is in a leadership role. And in fact, in that titanic scene, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, it is Yehuda and Yosef, one against the other. And who's in the middle? Benjamin. And what's so fascinating is that in the land of Israel, in the south you have Yehuda, in the north you have Yosef, Ephraim and Manasseh, and in the middle, Benjamin. Just like in the Joseph story. It's amazing that both Yehuda and Yosef are the only ones that we really know what the names of their wives were. We know their children's name, and we just don't, not only do we know their children's names, but we know why their children are called what they are. We get their occurrences. And in fact, we don't have any real biographical information about, for example, Zebulun or Asher or Dan, but we have a long story about Yosef, and we have quite a lot of information about Yehuda and the special story of Yehuda and Tamar. And therefore, it would seem that when it comes down to it, the Torah really focuses on two continuers of their mothers. On the line of Rachel, we have Yosef. On the line of Leah, we have Yehuda. And bringing these energies from their imahot, they become the leaders in the future. They become the leading tribes. And frequently they clash. And we see moments in which all the brothers side with Yehuda, for example, in the Joseph story. And we see other moments where all the brothers side with Yosef. So, for example, when the kingdom splits, the 10 tribes go with Yosef. You know, it's remarkable. There are psukim, verses, in Divrei Yamim. If you look at Divrei Yamim, Book of Chronicles, chapter 5, listen to this, these particular verses, and you'll see how confusing the situation is. It says there, chapter 5, verse 1, Uvnei Reuven b'chor Yisrael. Here are the sons of Reuven, the firstborn of Israel, k'yuah b'chor, because he indeed is born first. Uvechalalo yitzuei aviv, but when he defiled his father's bed, nitna b'chorato livnei Yosef. The firstborn status is given to the sons of Joseph, ben Yisrael. Now listen to this. V'lo liyityaches la'b'chorah. But Joseph isn't really the firstborn, ki Yehuda gavar be'echav, because Judah is more senior amongst the brothers, ula nagid mimenu, and he is sovereign, v'ha'b'chor al Yosef. But the firstborn status is to Joseph. What did you get from these verses, chapter 5, verse 1, 2, and 3? Well, we know that the firstborn status is taken away from Reuven, but what I see here is Yehuda is the leader, and Joseph is the b'chor. This is a recipe for disaster, a recipe for competition. And indeed, we do find Yehuda and Yosef vying for the leadership. In the Joseph story, we find leaders from Yehuda and Yosef like Kalev from Yehuda and Yehoshua from Yosef. Now you might ask the question, apart from the fact that they're two leaders, is there any difference between them? And there are lots and lots of interpretations and people who offer schemas to understand what is the difference between Yehuda and Yosef. But I'll mention one which comes from Rav Kook in a famous essay or speech, Hamispeid B'Yerushalayim. And there he suggests that Yosef represents the universal, the cosmopolitan. Yosef, according to the Midrash, spoke 70 languages. Yosef managed an economy, a foreign economy, the Egyptian economy, and he represents infrastructure, what is actually common to every nation, the economy, international trade and diplomacy, etc., etc. Yehuda, if you look at his name, Haita Yehuda Lekodsho, Yehuda contains the letters with the Dalad, Yud He Vav He. Yehuda represents something of the essence of God, of the spirituality. So Yosef represents the universal, and indeed we find in the Book of Kings that the northern kingdom was always more idolatrous, was more connected to broader cultures, whereas Yehuda was more inward-looking, was more connected to its true Jewish spirit. For Rav Kook, you have the universal, what is the infrastructure of a country, what we might call Zionism, where we wanted to have our own country with our own army and our own government and our own economy. But then there's also the religious side. And he wanted to see the reunification of Yehuda and Yosef, the religious Zionism, the unique Jewish spirit on top of the platform of a nation. Whichever way, if we come back to our story, we've seen this segment where we see the tribes who come and show great enthusiasm about seizing their tribal allotments, Yehuda, Ephraim, and Manasseh, the leading tribes of Israel, leading as always, the sons of Rachel, the sons of Leah, leading the way for us all. Lehitraot, thank you for listening. See you tomorrow.